I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. I have great empathy with the Ukrainian whistleblower. I was a whistleblower and paid a price for it. It was in 10th grade chemistry. After we learned about the periodic tables, I was lost. Who knew chemistry was all about math? Our teacher, Mr. Nicholson, was a good man, but not so good teacher. He taught pretty much in a monotone, straight from the textbook, assigning homework from the accompanying workbook. The authors of the text and workbook provided prepared tests, furnishing masters that could be run off on a spirit duplicator. You're not from my generation if you can't remember the smell of those old spirit duplicator machines. Mr. Nicholson would duplicate the test and hand them out to students. He was also the high school teacher who graded on a curve, meaning he would take the highest score, add enough points to make sure that student received an A, then add that same number of points to everybody's scores. Even grading on the curve didn't help me. At best, I got D's, more often than not, failing grades that I deserved. During lunch one day, I went back to my homeroom to get my chemistry book for some last-minute cramming. When I walked past the chemistry classroom, the senior boys were all huddled around the trash can. They had found the master for that day's test and were working together to figure out the answers. Now, generally, I didn't care what score anybody else made, but knowing Mr. Nicholson was going to grade on a curve, I instinctively knew my grade was going to be adversely affected. Besides, it violated my sense of right and wrong. So after school, I went to the chemistry teacher to report what I'd seen. His lack of genuine concern told me he wasn't going to do anything. Wrong response, Mr. Nick. So I went to the principal and told him the story. He promised to talk with the teacher. Several days later, Mr. Nicholson informed our class he would no longer be using the test provided by the textbook authors. The looks on the senior boys' faces said they knew their scheme was over. Somebody must have told that I blew the whistle. A week later, I woke up on Saturday morning to discover the tires on my 1954 Pontiac Chieftain had been deflated. The radio antenna was broken. Raw eggs had been thrown all over the car, and my seat covers were cut. I had worked and saved to buy this old clunker, and it made me angry. But I got their message. Would I do it again? You betcha. Looking back at the experiences that have shaped me, this whistleblowing incident stands out. I learned there may be a price paid for doing the right thing, but not doing it is far more costly. Mark Twain once said, "Do the right thing. It will gratify some people and astonish the rest." That might appear sarcastic, but it remains true today. If we want good governments, good workplaces, good communities, or anything good, we must have people who will do the right thing, who have the integrity and courage to blow the whistle when they see wrong being done. If not, the whistles will go silent, and we will all suffer the cost. P.S. I passed chemistry on my own, just barely.